In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Pray and say, I believe in miracles. No matter how far you are, inside and in the overflow, I want you to know that the power of God can touch you. There's no distance tonight. Go ahead and pray. I believe in miracles. Kill unbelief tonight. Prophesy. I believe in miracles. I believe in all kinds of miracles. Lord, we believe in miracles. There is nothing too hard for the King of Kings. You are in the midst of your people and we believe that you will do awesome things. You have not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Please pray. The mighty God. Jehovah, we praise you. Lift your hands and worship him. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you. Sing it one more time.
Hey, Jehovah, I praise you. Jehovah, I praise you. Lord, I praise your name.
Father, we give you praise. We lift our hands in worship as we sing praises to your name. Come on, lift your hands and worship him.
We lift our hands in worship as we sing. Glory to your name.
I lift my hands in worship.
I lift my hands in worship.
As I sing.
Praise your name.
One more time, I lift my hands in worship. Genesis chapter 2, please pick up your Bible. We'll pray before we sit down. Genesis 2, verse 19. I want us to prophesy a little. Genesis 2 verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Are you there? Genesis 2 verse 19 is projected. I like us to read. One, two, read. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam. Hold on. He said he brought them to Adam to do what? To see what he will call them. Not fish, lion. To give them their spiritual identity. He said he brought them. And he says, Adam, I gave you dominion. Exercise it, whatever identity you give them. The Bible says, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that became the name. Tonight you are going to prophesy. You will call this meeting what you want it to be unto you. For others, this is the night God will visit your finances. For others, this is the night God will give you knowledge. Go ahead and pray. We call it a night of miracles. We call it a night when God is changing the testimonies, changing every negative report. We call it a night when HIV must bow. We call it a night when cancer must bow. We call it a night where joblessness must bow. We call it a night where the victory of Jesus Christ will be established. Go ahead and call it. Call it. This is a night where fear died. Outside, make sure you participate. Prophesy. The meeting is on already. Whatever Adam called it, that was the name thereof. Please speak, prophesy. Prophesy. Activate the laws of liberty in the spirit. Prophesy. Speak to the atmosphere. Prophesy. There is an anointing that will make your words come to pass. Prophesy. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37 verse 7. What is it about speaking? You are always talking. Before the meeting started, you were talking. What is the difference between that conversation and what you are saying? I want to show you. There is a difference. Many of you, while you sat down, you were saying, Lord, visit me. What is the difference between that petition and what you are doing now? You must know there is a difference. Ezekiel 37 verse 7. I prophesied as I was. That's the difference. Whoever commands you, cease to eat, that what you say comes to pass. You can speak out of pain. That's not a commanded prophecy. You can speak out of misery. You can speak as a communication of your frustration. But when you prophesy as, not as I desired, I prophesy by the permission of the authority that will make that word come to pass. There is a difference. Hallelujah. I know I always said I'll be healed, but now he said, say it. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was what? A noise. A noise. There was a noise. And bones. Bones in the Bible speak of structure. Hallelujah. bones speak of structure. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The bones. They were all scattered, but the Bible says bones came together. The word brought them together. So nothing is really missing. They are just far apart in an infinite distance. The word of God that can compress whatever it is. The word of God can squeeze out and break out that cancer. The finances you are trusting God for is available. It's just that it is far from you. It is on earth already. It won't be manufactured. But the word of God, when you prophesy, he said, I prophesied and bones began to be joined to bones. Your destiny helper is within this earth, but it's not within your reach. It takes prophecy to bring what you are expecting to come into your life. One more time, lift your voice and call this meeting what you have cried and fasted and prayed for it to be. Please don't doubt God tonight. Please don't doubt God tonight. God is bigger than your doubts, bigger than your fears. Miracles are real. They still happen. If you don't believe them, the Bible says, shall their unbelief make the faith of God of none effect? Oh, we believe you. You will turn around the testimony of someone tonight in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. You will turn around the testimony. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 from verse 32.
You are high and lifted up, awesome God. You are highly lifted up, awesome God.
And what shall I more say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and Jephthah, and of David, and Samuel, of the prophets. 33. Who through faith did what? Who through faith? It did not subdue a territory. It did not subdue an aspect of life. Through faith, subdued kingdoms. He said, through faith, they wrought righteousness. Through faith, they obtained. That's what I want you to get. How did they obtain promises? It says, who through faith obtained. It comes from the Greek word katalambano. Katalambano means take what has been given and make it your own. Personalize it. He said, who through faith, they saw certain promises and they said, how do I get to this height? And they trusted God. And the Bible says, through faith, they not only subdued kingdoms, they didn't just shut the mouth of lions, but they obtained promises. They obtained promises. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 15. I want to charge your faith. Hebrews 6:15. Can we read together? One, two, read. And so, after he had patiently endured, many of you, God spoke to you since last year. You have held on to that word. I want to announce to you, you have patiently endured. Tonight is the night when you will obtain that promise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, I have, before we start, let me beg you tonight to curse the spirit of unbelief. Are you following me now? Whether the Bible says, shall their unbelief believe make the faith of God of none effect. Whether you believe God or not is irrelevant. You will watch people testify. I know that there are people who came here fasting and praying. Some have not even broken their fast. They said, Lord, you must change my situation. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Go ahead and curse the spirit of unbelief tonight. Pray. Cause the spirit of unbelief. Cause the spirit of unbelief. Cause the spirit of unbelief.
Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am.
Is there anything?
We cause the spirit of unbelief.
The spirit of unbelief. Let faith rise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Too hard for me to do. I am that I am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every king speaks according to his might. Hallelujah. Before a king will make a statement, he will first look at the strength of his kingdom and find out whether he's jeopardizing the reputation of his kingdom or not. The Bible says God looked for one who was greater, and finding none, he swore by himself. Meaning, if God found someone greater than him, he would have humbled himself and sworn by that person to show you the immutability of his counsel. Please, I'd like you one more time to challenge unbelief. Just follow me tonight. Hallelujah. Challenge the spirit of unbelief. That thing that makes you think it will be like it has always been. Pray. It will not be like it has always been. This is 2015. It will not be like it has always been. Hallelujah. One last scripture and then we'll sit down. Psalms 126. The spirit of faith rise in this place.
I am that I am. Is there anything?
When the Lord torn the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. This is somebody's testimony tonight. It says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Here's a testimony from your enemies. Then said they among the heathen, although we don't like them, but we cannot deny that the Lord had done great things for them. Hallelujah. Next verse. It says the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Verse 4. Turn again our captivity. In other words, bring this prophecy to pass. Bring it to pass. Are you ready to pray? Lift your voice and pray. For yourself and your family, turn around this situation, oh God. Let men know that this situation can change. that genotype situation, that marital situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like you by faith and in advance to walk up to 10 people and tell them, I expect your testimony at the end of this meeting. Go ahead. If they don't believe, pass them by. Number 4. Number 5. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated quickly. I welcome you to our first miracle service of 2015. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has declared that this is our year of the rain. The rain will pour down. The rain will fall. Believe me. Believe me. Believe me. The rain will fall. I'm speaking by the Spirit. The rain will fall in such a proportion. Look, let me tell you. Many of you, before the first quarter of this year comes to pass, people will see it evidently. They will know evidently by the Spirit that something has changed. During my retreat, I told God, kill unbelief in my life. Kill it. Kill it. I'm telling you, if your faith can connect to God, there is absolutely nothing God can do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just share a few things. I welcome several people who have come from far and near. Thank you so much for coming. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I want to just prepare our hearts. Please, the meeting is already on. When we come for miracle services like this, I'd like us to be very expectant. There are many things that, like Mike shared, there are so many things that God will be doing and is already doing. For many of us, all we need is just an adjustment in our mindsets and our belief system. For some of us, what we need is a head-on collision with the power of God. We don't need counseling. We don't need discussion. Your situation requires a direct miracle. Hallelujah. For some of us, you need the corporate anointing to step into your situation. And for some of us, you have done everything you know to do. There is an advantage of coming into a meeting. Let me tell you the difference between, of course, honor to all those streaming online compared to those streaming online we're only a drop in the water. There are so many people. But there's something about an atmosphere. Please follow me. You see, certain things may not be possible in your atmosphere, right? But when you come into certain atmospheres, I believe that we know this by now. When you come into certain atmospheres, the advantage is that an atmosphere can make what even your faith could not have connected to be possible in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Very important. The servant of the prophet would have prayed and fasted for ages and his eyes would not open. But because he was in the presence, an atmosphere, one prayer opened up his eyes. Are you following me now? Very important. So there's something about the atmosphere. I want you to know this. Especially for those seated outside, you may feel that you are not in the auditorium. It doesn't make any difference. All you need is the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. This year, I'm determined like never before to make sure we get results in our lives. Praise the Lord. No matter how much you love God, when there is prolonged delay in the manifestation of the promises of God in your life, it will discourage you. Is God speaking to someone? The consolation of the Christian experience is that eventually we will come face to face with what God has said. There are some of us, if you obtain one genuine miracle, one genuine miracle, it will go a long way to answering a lot of questions in your family. Is that true? Just one miracle. Look at our dear sister Mary Ann. And she stood here trying to articulate the goodness of God. Right? That you are seated, no money for nothing. I'm sure a lot of people will say, is it by force to marry? Why don't you go and relax? But with one alert, a million naira comes. That's a hard-working graduate salary for 10 months. Look, let me tell you, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. There are laws. I've told you again and again. Our confidence is upon the strength of what he has shown us. See, the apostle said, we have not taught you cunningly devised fables. Look at all our school of ministry students. It's not a coincidence. Dominion, I repeat, is the resultant effect of your comprehension of the mysteries of the kingdom. The Bible says, it has been given unto you to know. How do you explain a crowd that comes, there are people behind the windows everywhere, there's no poster, there's no publicity material? Is it charm? Is it jazz? Everybody say mysteries. Look, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there is what you can hold tonight that will make the devil look like it does not exist in your life. Yes. The advantage of Satan is the mysteries of the kingdom that he's held onto and the ignorance of the saints. Right? And so the knowledge that he seems to know, laws have been manipulated that cage the people of God. Hallelujah. That's our confidence. You have won the victory. That's why we make our boast all day long. Hallelujah. He's won it all for you. You have won it all for me. Sing it one more time with faith in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, he won the victory. Hallelujah. Your life, when you desire a miracle, when you desire a breakthrough in your life, the first way into that miracle is an encounter with the Word of God. Every true miracle, every true breakthrough, every true blessing begins with an encounter. Listen to me, please. Pay attention to what I'm teaching you. You've been suffering for too long. Pay attention and get out of this thing. There is a way out. Others are testifying. You are the only one who is left. Pay attention and get out of this thing once and for all. There is a way of escape. The Bible says the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them because they do not know the road to the city. Not because there is no road. There is. Your prayer point is already somebody's testimony. It means God is able. Hallelujah. If God has changed SS to AA and you are here seated with SS, is it such a big deal? Is it such a big deal? Or a job beyond your wildest imagination? So pay attention. An encounter with the Word of God is the starting point of any miracle. And now I will explain to you. When we talk of an encounter with the Word of God, we are not just saying you read your Bible because you've been reading it for a long time. We are not just talking of reading your Bible and looking at it. Wow, I found this. No. An encounter means something happens to you. There is a light that leaves that word. The ministry of the Word of God is the first way out of any predicament in life. Please get me. The ministry of the Word of God. There are some of us here right now. We are trusting God for jobs. And I know that if all of a sudden I announce now and I say our daddy prof is in this place, there are some of our fathers scattered around, great influential men, our fathers, our mothers, people who with one call can give you a job. I say all those who want jobs, come and stand here. You greet daddy. Many of you will already be jumping. You say, "Hi, God bless Koinonia." But do you know that I told you about the Illuminati and the secret societies, right? By the privileged position of being called into an apostolic ministry, it affords me the opportunity to study other religions and study a lot of false activities of darkness. Not necessarily to pervert my faith, but so that I can bring the body of Christ into accuracy. Look up, please. Don't let any man fool you. I was teaching someone today. I think it was Pastor Femi. Listen. Every one successful person who has been empowered by the devil. Please listen to me. Everybody who has been empowered by the devil had an encounter with something that represented him. Are you getting my point? I shared with you about the 2,300 ancient manuscript that they found that it had magical powers upon it. That if you only took that book and just read the title alone, fortunes will begin to follow you. There are people on earth today with those evidences. Those secret societies recruit people, they select people specially every year. And it's by divination they select them. So when they select you, they get across to you. You will not know how, but they will call you. They'll say, "You have hereby been invited. Your life is about to change." They don't ask you whether you believe them or not. They give you access to read some of those materials. You step out immediately and you will see calls coming, alerts coming, opportunities. Look at me. If you ever think prosperity is just about job or business, you are joking. There is a spiritual agency that makes things work in the natural. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is what I've been crying about for years, that the body of Christ get. It's not just about physical things. There is a spiritual factor that makes things work. Is somebody learning something? An encounter with the Word releases something. People just read a book, right? And something comes upon them they cannot explain. All of a sudden they come out and you are drawn to withdraw money and give them. Just like that. All of a sudden you stand up and begin to advocate their case. What sort of life is that? Look, they that know their God, they are the ones who will be strong. It's not about age. Listen, it's not even entirely just about education, and I have a great deal for academia and all of that, but let me tell you, there is a reality that predates our existence, and if you do not know it, you will be a victim in this life. Psalm 82 from verse 5, the Bible says, "They know not, neither will they understand. I have spent my life studying the laws of the Spirit." I have literally committed my life
to explore these ancient mysteries. What was the secret of ancient men? What made them mighty? What made them great? And I found out that every mighty man, then and now, stands upon a spiritual advantage. There is a pedestal in the spirit that sponsors their audacity. Is someone hearing what I'm saying? You don't just tell somebody be healed and he gets healed. Brothers and sisters, human beings are not idiots. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can't just look at this lady and say your story will change. And then it changes. Come on. I prophesied as I was commanded. See, this is the dynamics of miracles. I'm explaining to you the inner workings of the miraculous. It happens because all that you see is not all that there is. This realm is a three-dimensional realm, physics tells us, and is limited. The realm of the spirit has other dimensions, meaning there are other possibilities beyond the scope of our intellect. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. This is the realm of wisdom that kings reign by. He said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. He said, with me are riches, wealth and honor, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Tonight is not just for you to receive a miracle, but to empower you. That when you make a statement, there is an understanding that forces that statement to come to pass. Hallelujah. When you talk to people about finances, the first idea that comes to their mind is business. Is that not true? What business? Okay, real estate. Okay, stocks. Okay, this and that. I've said it again and again. Again and again. That I don't care what business you do or what job you are having. You will struggle forever until there is a spiritual factor that is at work. Are you getting me? Yes. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. He said that unction can teach you. Isaiah 48 from verse 17. He says, I am the Lord thy God that teacheth thee to profit and lead you in the way that you should go. There is an anointing. This heat and run trial and error life must end tonight. We can walk circumspectly on the strength. Listen. You can be 70 years old and have an error about life for that long. Are you getting me? A whole nation can be wrong. Our society, we transfer knowledge upon the strength of what we know or what we have been told. When man ran away from God, he said, Adam, where art thou? Genesis 3. He says, the Lord had the talking spirit, the voice of God, walking in the cool of the day. And he said, Adam, where art thou? He said, I heard thy voice, but I hid because I was naked. He said, who told you? Meaning your life is a summation of the informations you have gotten and you have believed. But could it be that what you have held as truth all your life may not necessarily be accurate? Taught by well-meaning people. There is the life of the kingdom and there is the life of this world system, cosmos. We are not the same. It says you are in the world, but you are not of the world. There is a plane of reality you must function from. Hallelujah. So number one, an encounter with the word. You need an encounter with the word. The word of God does three things, among many other things. Please write. Number one, the word of God shows you the basis upon which you will receive any promise. The word of God shows you the basis. The realm of the spirit is a legal realm. Everybody say legal realm. So you don't just, you can play crooks in the earth realm here, but not in the realm of the spirit. Everything is done legally and legitimately. If you ever see anything manifest itself, certain laws were applied. Praise the Lord. So the word of God shows you the basis. Remember in our series, the teaching, Give Me This Mountain. I teach about the spiritual dimension of life. That there are gates on every mountain. Everybody say there are gates on every mountain. When you get to that mountain of breakthrough, there are gates. It will not just open because you are a Christian. When Jesus in Psalm 24 was about to come out from the grave, the Bible says there were gates. The psalmist saw it. They said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted, O ye ancient doors. Did they open? No, sir. They asked a question, who is this King of glory? Give us the basis of your audacity. Upon what are you standing? And he says, he is the Lord, strong and mighty. The one who just defeated darkness. And the gates open. So when you stand to receive the miracle, oh God, change my story from SS to AA, there will be a question in the spirit. Upon what strength? That's the parable that Jesus was giving. The parable, right, of two men who built houses. One upon sand, the other upon a rock. Two houses were built, but what supported them became the distinguishing factor. Praise the Lord. The basis. It's important for you to know the basis. Let me tell you very straight and in a way that does not require any confusion. Everybody write, the finished work of Christ. This is the basis. This is the reason. It is the one master factor. The finished work of Christ. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Many of us need to meditate on what he really did for us. Do you know that it is on the strength of what happened on the cross? The way, access, the veil has been torn and it's giving us access. Access. Revelations 5. Revelations 5. Verse 9. Very quickly, please let's hurry up so that we can do much tonight. Revelations 5. And they sang a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. It says, for thou wast slain and you have redeemed us unto God. How? By thy blood. That's the basis. The substitutionary work of Christ. I told you, you can get our teaching, the speaking blood. I told you blood is a key in the spirit. Is that true? Blood is a key in the spirit. Everybody's blood can open certain doors, but not every door. That's why when you go to a herbalist, he will calculate by divination and tell you the kind of blood that will open the gate you want. So the blood of Jesus is the greatest because it is the master key. There is no door that it cannot open. It says, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Verse 10. It says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. And as a result, we shall reign. Everybody say dominion. He has given us access to dominion. Access to dominion. Praise the Lord. So when you study the word of God, it gives you the basis. So when you stand and say, I'm tired of this cancer, or I'm tired of this barrenness, it's been 5 years I've not been able to take in. The realm of the spirit will ask you, so upon what now do you believe you will take in? And you tell them there is a key that has opened that door. There is a key. The blood of the eternal covenant. Hallelujah. Everybody say, the blood of Jesus is my access to my inheritance. One more time. Say, the blood of Jesus is my access to my inheritance. You're not just saying it after me. You are confessing. Say, the blood of Jesus is my access to my inheritance. Hallelujah. That's the reason why you get married. That's the reason why the devil must leave tonight. That's the reason why the genotype must change. That's the reason why every prophetic word that comes upon you must produce result. That's the reason why as many of you standing outside, although you are far, but the ministry of that blood can still speak. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. Not just because preacher said the blood is powerful. I have a revelation of the significance of the blood. Revelation is powerful. It produces true faith in your spirit. So that you are not believing blindly. You are believing upon the strength of an understanding. So the blood of Jesus is your basis for receiving breakthroughs. And when we stand up to pray and we begin to challenge the gates of hell, you don't stand weak and you are wondering and say, do you know nobody in my family has crossed this barrier? You say, well, I couldn't cross it, but that blood created a divide and I must walk past it. Look, let me tell you. The Bible says, let me show you something. Isaiah. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah, help me, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 41 verse 21. I saw this scripture in 2004 and it changed my life. Isaiah 41 21. Everybody read. One to read. Look, God is speaking like a judge in a law court. Are you getting me? He said, produce your cause. He said, bring forth your strong reason. Give me a scriptural basis to bless you. Justify your qualification to step into a new level. You don't say that just by jacking yourself. You lift up the blood and say, this is my basis. This is my basis. Upon the strength of what your son did, he has given me access to health. He has given me access to the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. Number two, an encounter with the word of God brings you to agree with God. It brings you to agree with God. We call that alignment and transformation. Alignment and transformation. Somebody come. Please look for that scripture for me. With God, all things are possible. Right? Somebody come. Anybody? Watch this. An encounter with the word of God. Remember I told you in our teaching last week, right? The reality of what? Spiritual laws. I told you that no man can activate any law by himself. Is that true? A spirit entity, either the Holy Spirit or another spirit, must work with you. So in the realm of the spirit, partnership is the order of things. You cannot do anything alone. Either a demon spirit or the spirit of God must assist you. So the Bible says, you are here to find it. Matthew 19:26, media. Are you getting my point now? The problem with many people is that we are far apart. This is where God is standing. This is God's mindset. Right? It says, as far as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts, my ways. Is that true? So this is God standing. And he's saying, come and join me. But she's standing here and saying, Lord, I need you to help me. And God is saying, it's against the law. You have to find, come, I supply grace. You take advantage of that grace and come. When we are together, so the Bible says, with God, come. With God, all things become possible. So without God, nothing becomes possible. So that cancer with God becomes possible. You see that? Are you getting my point? That admission with God. The Bible says with God. So Koinonia miracle service with God will produce results. This is the mystery. This is the mystery of impact with God. Acts Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Bible says he went about doing good and healing all they that were oppressed. Why? For God was with. The Bible says, and the Lord walking with them. This is the mystery. Divine assistance. Coming into God's realm. You no longer become an enemy of your own destiny. And we call that alignment and transformation. That's one of the major ministries of the word. So the word of God begins to advocate a superior mindset. Higher and greater than the ideology you've held on to. It may be cultural. It may be intellectual. Right? It may be societal. But when the word of God begins to judge you, it shows you the excellency of God's own mindset. And it's up to you to say, Lord, although this is all I believed all my life. For instance, there are people who are here with certain terminal diseases and they have been told, they've lived all their lives believing. They didn't even come for the miracle service for that specific case to be healed. They came for something else. Right? Because according to their mind, it has not yet become a possibility that God can address that issue. But when he looked at the tomb where Lazarus had been buried, he said, roll away the stone. Proof that I can raise Lazarus back by you going to open up that case that you have closed. Praise the Lord. I believe God. I'm a believer. I truly believe him. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It says, lean not on your own understanding. The next verse says, in all your ways, not some. It didn't say, talk to him. It says, acknowledge him. You acknowledge a man by giving him preference. It says, and as a result, he will direct your path. Next verse says, be not wise in your own understanding. It says, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Hallelujah. Very important. So, with God, this lady may be weak, unable to do anything. But with God. With God. She may be broke, suffering, nothing is working. But all of a sudden she comes and she finds out that there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat and tends to poverty. She begins to learn the ways of God, that he can open up the heavens, that it is the blessing of the Lord, not your business. It is the blessing. The blessing makes everything you do prosper. That's why it says, whatsoever he doeth prospers. So it's not about what you are doing. It's about the spiritual factor that supports what you are doing. So, with God, she suddenly becomes powerful. All of a sudden, doors of favor open up to her because she has chosen to leave her old mindset and come to God. Listen to me. Tonight, the first miracle you need to have is to give up on your ideologies and say, Lord, I'm tired. Because your life is a reflection of your ideologies. I don't care what the situation is. I told us last week that your environment will eventually become a reflection of what? Your belief system and your ideology. He said, let this mind, Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5, let this mind, the word let there is permit. Permit this mind. Please, I know that you came from Kaduna State. And Kaduna State, there may be a way you thought about in your village. I know that you came from the east. And there is a way that they thought. I know that you come from the west. I know that you come from Katsina. Tonight, will you choose to become a citizen of the kingdom? By adopting the ideologies of the king. Subscribe to a new government. Every government has an economic system. Every government has a political system. Every government has a welfare system. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father? But that law is only operational for the sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The word of God brings you into alignment. Listen, when I begin to study the word of God, or when she begins to study the word of God, and she finds out that there is an ideology that she has that fights against the word of God, you will be foolish to argue with the word of God. The word of God predates our existence. It has been tried through dispensations. The word of God is a description of his character, his operation with man. And I told you that the efficacy of the word transcends Genesis 1. It's beyond that. It predates Genesis 1. I told you Genesis 1 is not the first creation. We've settled that, right? Job 38. Those of you who are just coming, this is Koinonia. Get the series. Hallelujah. There is a lot of creation. Genesis 1, Isaiah 38 begins to give us how the foundation of the earth was created. Praise the Lord. The question I'm asking you is, I know you want God to bless you, but could it be that the devil that needs to go out today is not the one in your village, is the one that has stayed in your mind like a stronghold? The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To what? The pulling down of strongholds, casting down every yezar, imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. So we have been given a poverty mentality as Africa. We have been taught that until you are 25 or 30, don't think about finances. Don't think about blessing. Don't think about empowerment. And you are told that you are too young to carry the power of God. Or you are a lady, you shouldn't carry the power of God. These are the ideologies that cosmos markets to us. But you must refuse it. Say, I refuse. Shout it, I refuse.
I refuse.
You must refuse it. You must refuse it. Who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? I honor the doctors, but do you know that there are many people who have several sicknesses, but it never affects them because they do not have a medical report to validate it? You went to check headache. They said, my brother, this thing is more than headache. Well, you mean you would have died now? We have a lot of doctors here. Doctors, I love you. Praise the Lord. But now when you check and they tell you, do you know that your liver is almost, in fact, you say, you mean it? Hi! From that time, your liver starts paining you physically. Right? And then the doctor tells you have 2 weeks to live. All of a sudden, somebody says, there's an opportunity. God is lifting us. They let him lift you there. I'm dying. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of you. See, listen. You don't see with your eyes. You see through your eyes. There is a spiritual agency for sight. You only see through these physical eyes. It's not what you see with. They are just the physical components that enable your true spiritual eye to see. And Paul prayed that that eyes be flooded with light. Praise the Lord. So we need alignment. That's why you can pray for people. Pray for them. Lay hands on them. Do whatever you want to do. Did you know that sometimes you finish praying and then the people walk right back because their mindset betrays what God wants to do in their lives? That's what happened to the nation of Israel. Right? Everything you have told Moses we will do, after 2 weeks, they say, Kai! A delegation comes and they say, Moses, we need an explanation. Go and bring Baal. Make something for us that we can see. This mysterious God who comes with smoke, we don't know this one. Please, make something we know. They limited God in the wilderness. A man's mindset can limit God as mighty as he is. I refuse to limit you. I refuse. Number three. The word of God, an encounter with the word of God, shows you your part of the deal. It shows you the part you have to play to commit God to a performance. Never forget this. There is a part that you have to play, brothers and sisters. Every promise in scripture requires a partnership on your own part. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1. It says, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord to do and observe all that I command thee this day. Right? And then it talks about you being exalted above all the nations, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if there is a condition. Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Not if ye be hungry and desperate. If ye be what? Willing and obedient. There is a condition. There is a condition. There are always conditions. So an encounter with the word reveals to me my part of God's prosperity package. Lord, you want to bless me. What is my role? Right? I want to step into levels of the anointing. The word of God shows me. Reading the word is like walking in your promised land. It says, walk left and right. See everything as far as your eyes have seen. So, studying the word of God is like touring your promised land. And you come back and say, Lord, as I read, I found this and that. And God says, all right, here's the condition. Everything is yours for taking. You can enter a restaurant. Immediately you enter the restaurant, you see a lap of an ugly chicken and you start smiling. But you came there with 100 naira. There is a condition. You want to be a possessor. You want to make that thing become a present reality. There is a price tag. Nobody stops you. There's no policeman to stop you. But you can watch it like a museum. And salivate. And watch. Right? And nothing happens. You may be 30 years. But a little baby will come with his father and he say, Mommy, I like this. And whatever he likes, keep giving it to him. The container did not refuse to open. Your part. I know you are laughing because I spoke about food, but get the revelation, because the issue in your life is more than food. Praise God. Oh God, change my story. God says, come, let me show you your part of the deal. You say, God, I don't want you. You have died for me. Listen. Making the word of God work in your life, making that which he has done to work in your life, will require a participation in your own part. Please understand this. Praise the Lord. Are we following? So these three things. Tonight, as you are seated here, there are some of us, the reason why certain levels of breakthrough have not come into our lives is because we have not been able to support our claims in prayer with a basis. You have always every power challenging me. You better leave. Because of what? Why should they leave? Do you know what brought them in the first place? They were there before you were born. So I came to Koinonia. Every demon, I'm tired of you. That's not what drives them. They don't go because you are tired. 38 years, that man was lying down at a pool. That wicked spirit did not say, Kai, 37, 38, oh yeah, let me allow you, you have tried. You would have remained there forever. In 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Meaning time does not change anything. Light is what changes things. It will change tomorrow, you are wasting your time. Arise and shine. Not because you are tired of sitting. Isaiah 64, thy light is come. Are you getting blessed? So there are some of us here, what you need is to understand a revelation of what Jesus Christ has done. You think the reason why you may get everything is because you are bold or because you are praying. It's not that. There is a revelation. The blood of Jesus. For years, I heard Ren Hadbonke talk about the blood of Jesus so much. He equated blood and fire. And I couldn't quite get it. Until I found out that blood was a key in the spirit. That's why every religion has blood as part of their component. This is the one factor that every religion agrees upon. Blood. Hallelujah. And there are some of us here. The problem is our mindset. God wants to bless us. He wants to lift us. But there is a mindset. Oh, I'm a lady. Oh, I'm coming from so and so. I cannot even speak English. Oh, this and that and that and that. I've not even gotten admission. Or, oh, me, I just want a little this. Or, I'm a that and that. Huh? Or, God, I want you to bless me, but it must happen through NMPC. If you are Lord, it must happen through NMPC. They limited God. You're asking God for a cup and he wants to give you an ocean. Hallelujah. That's the problem with the body of Christ. Our faith is what I call auxiliary faith. Faith that is standing on something. Tied to the neck of your uncle. So every time you say, Lord bless me, what you mean is press that uncle's neck until he responds to me. Your faith is not really standing upon the word of God. Your faith, every time you say, Lord, I know you are changing my story. What you are simply saying, oh Lord, I know my uncle will not sleep until my... No. Why don't you give him the option to bring the strategy? And you say, Lord, I don't care how it will be done. I may not see wind. I may not see rain. But one thing I know. Because let me tell you, your strategy is most of the time carnal. But his strategy becomes spiritual. When he gives you a strategy, it may look foolish. But that's the way he has chosen it. Right? Go around Jericho. That's the strategy. Oh, I'm already ahead of myself. The second way to receive a miracle, or the second platform. Now, first is an encounter with the word of God. Second is the ministry of prayer. The ministry of prayer is part of the equation to receiving a miracle. There must be the ministry of prayer. It does two things. Number one, prayer challenges the forces of darkness fighting against the manifestation of the promise in your life. Ephesians 6 verse 12. The Bible clearly tells us that we are not alone in this world. We have strangers who are trying to escort us every day, every time. Wicked spirits stratified in different cadres. Right? So you are always not alone. The devil attempts to seek entrance into different dimensions of your life. And given the opportunity, he will wreck your life. The goal, to mock the testimony of God in your life. Praise the Lord. So there are giants on every mountain. Please don't let anybody fool you. There are giants on every mountain. If you get into a mountain and the door is already open, somebody already killed the giants, but there were giants there. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. The stratification of the demonic kingdom. So between you and your breakthrough, there are giants. It takes the ministry of prayer. Hallelujah. When you pray, you authorize heaven to look into your situation. Because God is not committed to step into your situation without your asking him to. Genesis 1:26. From the day he said, let them have dominion. But God is supposed to know now, doesn't he love me? Well, it will not change. The bones kept staring at Ezekiel until something happened. Praise the Lord. You come for miracle service and you find out that as the word is coming like this, there are still people seated, oppressed of demons. Right? Some of these demons are hearing what I'm saying now. They are just shaking, but they are not going yet. Let's see if we will go. Must we really go? Yes. By the time we begin to pray, we activate the energy, the force. Right? It's a force of compliance. It brings everything to the obedience of Christ. So that's why you need to pray. You pray to command the forces of darkness that are stopping your access to bow. Number two, this is an even greater reason why we pray. Prayer reveals the exact and the unique strategy to bring the promise to manifestation. Please never forget this. When you pray, in the place of prayer, God reveals to you his unique strategy for you. So, you have walked through scripture and you have seen that God has told you that you are to walk in breakthrough. But now, the Bible may not give you the nitty-gritty of what to do in your unique situation. Prayer. When you begin to pray, the Spirit of God begins to search the mind of God concerning your situation. And the Bible says how that he searches all things and he prays according to the will of God. So you begin to pray and then the Lord tells you, okay, now this is the strategy. You are going to meet Benga. Benga will introduce you to Femi. And Femi will introduce you to Prof. That's how the miracle will come. It is a strategy for only you. Somebody will do it and fail. Are you seeing why prayer is powerful? Am I blessing you? In my opinion, I think this is already a miracle for somebody. I'm showing you the loopholes. Some of us have seen the promise. You have agreed with God. But the problem is the strategy. In ancient times, kings won war not on the strength of their army, but the dexterity of their strategy. 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 So Joshua stood still and God began to give him the strategy. He said, Joshua, this is how we'll throw this wall down. Walk round 7 times. Did you ever see that repeated in the Bible? Because it was a strategy. Right? He told Gideon, take the people by the riverside and let them take water. Study the way they take water. You will use it as a separation. Strategy. Somebody has come tonight to receive strategy. Lord, how do I complete this house? You calculated your salary based on your salary to take 10 years. And God says, I can show you a strategy. The Bible says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. A wicked king slept in the night, dreamt and forgot it, and was going to punish people for his forgetfulness. Right? And a man called Daniel, one of the greatest prayers that I've been praying in this season is, Lord, strategy. It is all about strategy, I'm telling you. God will show you something that does not make sense, but is his strategy for you. Everyone will do it and fail, but it's what you will do and you will walk on. Hallelujah. So you look at that business and you are praying, and God will say, my strategy for you is take that business out of where you are, take it to another place. Isaac already knew he had the blessing upon him, but he needed a strategy. Right? That's why every time kings would fight, they would go and inquire, what is the strategy for this war? They will not use yesterday's strategy for today's war. They will fail woefully. And so they will go, should I pursue? And the Lord will say, this is how it will happen. Like in the days of Jehoshaphat, put worshippers in front. Other times he said, walk around 7 times. Other times he said, just be still. Get a stone and sit down and watch what I will do. Strategy. Question. The strategy you are using for your life now, who gave you? I saw another man do it, you see. He just went and started selling tomato. You see, God said he will bless you. But what drove you into it? A man must work. Don't stop those kind of demonic thinking. There must be a strategy. Oh Lord, change my story. I think I'll start selling shoes. Just like that. Just like that. The Bible says, as they began to pray, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. If they were to choose, they would have carried somebody else. Right now, when we begin to pray, I am convinced that God will begin to reveal strategies for people. Strategies on how to make the rain work. Some of you, listen, students. There are students here that all you need is one strategy. There is a course, everybody has told you this course, and you are face to face with that Goliath. You've been running away, but right, you are there now. You need a strategy. Hallelujah. There are some of you, maybe your project, a supervisor may be difficult, and God can give you a strategy. The strategy may not necessarily be a direct revelation from the Spirit. It can be light. One scripture imprints in your spirit as you are praying. Oh God, what do I do about this, my supervisor? Suddenly a scripture comes. The gift of a man makes room. You quickly go and package wine. Not to bribe the man. You are responding to a strategy. Ordinarily, he would have thrown you out with your wine. But because you are doing it as a strategy, you will laugh and say, why did you have to do that? What is even your name? You have been disturbing me. It's a strategy. Lord, give me strategy. You will see men do foolish things that don't make sense. That's what God told us. When we wanted to start giving access to our messages, I went to the Lord and the Lord told me, he said, make sure you do not sell any message. Keep the videos, give out the MP3s. That's the strategy. Right? You may do it for your ministry and you will lose a lot of money. The blessing God has tied for your ministry, but it is a strategy. It's a strategy. When I said, Lord, what is the key to the publicity and the increase and the expansion of this ministry in terms of membership? God gave me a strategy. It's not a secret. Mark 1, 2, 3. You may apply it and it may not work for you. But that's what the Lord gave. And this is the mystery behind what you see. I'd like you, as you are seated, before we stand up to pray, in 1 minute, speak to the Lord. What is the strategy? Lord, my family has been struggling over this issue for years. Every time they want to build, there is no money. What is the strategy? Please take what I'm saying seriously. One strategy can change your situation. Not just a strategy you read from a book. One strategy. There is an easier way of doing it. That you have not seen it does not mean it's not there. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal. In 24 hours, by the strategy of the Spirit, He gave victory. Please pray. God has shown you your destiny helper, but He's not paying attention to you. One strategy will answer the question. Pray. God has shown you the business He wants you to do. But as it is, you try and try. You need strategy. It's not like you didn't hear God. The ministry of prayer. You have been reading and reading. You did well in 100 level, 200 level. By 300 level, you started moving back. Because you need to change strategy. You need to go to His Majesty to show you. Strategy. 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 Please pray for your ministry. Sister, you don't need all the money you think you need. What you need is a strategy from the Spirit. Believe me. You have tried every idea you know. You have tried everything they have told you. Why don't you cry before God? Come on now, pray. Koinonia. Reveal unto me the strategy. My family is suffering. There is witchcraft in my family. They have vowed, but my father will not listen. What is the strategy for the deliverance of my family? Everybody in my family is an unbeliever, but I've seen in visions and dreams that they will all be saved. Between the promise and the manifestation, what is the strategy? Lord, I've applied for job everywhere. Civil defense, immigration, everywhere. What is the strategy? Hallelujah. Strategy. The last thing I'll talk about when we stand up, we're going to do a quick walk. Very, very quick walk. The last step towards the manifestation of a miracle is that you must take action. Take action. I want everybody to listen to me carefully because God is about to speak to us in a very definite way now. I hope you have been blessed so far. Take action. There are two enemies of action that are found from Scripture. Number one, fear. Fear. Everybody say fear. Fear is a dangerous and wicked spirit. There are multi-millionaires sitting listening to me now, but fear has stopped them from taking action. There are many families you would have finished building your house since. Not just a bungalow that will kill you. There are people seated here. If you took the step God told you last year, you would have been feeding your family this year. Fear. Tonight, I'm showing you all the things. There is work to do tonight. Are you getting my point? Everybody shout, I reject fear. Oh, fear does not respect age. Children fear. Adults fear. Great men fear. Macho men fear. Intelligent people fear. Right now, Africa is afraid. Nigeria is afraid. Many people are afraid. The dollar is crashing. Everybody is afraid. You don't know what to do. Right? There's fear everywhere. When God tells you, get up and build a house. This year, that house must be built. And all you have is 100,000. and you calculate and you find out that the building will cost 7 million, and you are laughing, you say, God, don't disgrace me. Let the people in the village not say I'm stupid. Take action. Listen, the Bible says this sign shall follow, not go before. You will never see the hand of God till you stand up and move. This is a word from God to someone. You have refused to move. Fear. You wrote jam 9 times, you didn't get it. God is saying this time you will get it. You say, I'm not ready. I better go to the restaurant and eat food with that money. See that? Fear. Are we getting blessed? Let's look at 2 scriptures. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Take it high, please. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Please help us, media. Let's really hurry up. We have to hurry up. Because we have some prayer to do. Are you seeing the things that are limiting us? Truly, I am determined this year to see that every one of us has a testimony. If nothing changes in your life this year, then it's your fault. But as far as the principles that will guarantee for you to experience the rain, by the grace of God, I will do my best. For God had not given us the spirit of fear. Put your name there. Just that first clause. One, two, read. One more time. Praise the Lord. There are many of our loved ones, 45 years. Brother, are you ready to get out of your father's house? I preached a message in 2008. It was a classic. Come out of your father's house. Thought-provoking message to challenge people to leave their comfort zone. There are some of us, 30, 35, 40, we are still a big liability to our parents at home. Oga, come out. You say, what I have now is 20,000. Come out. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have sown seeds, you are giving. Look, let me tell you, if I am a father, when my child gets to a certain age, one day, he will just come and say, young man, in the name of Jesus, I release the blessing upon you. Go out. Out. That's it. I'm very serious. See, you need to push yourself out of your comfort zone this year. It's not just to say it's the year of the rain. Stand up and take action. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Change what you have been doing. Kill fear. Take action and die doing it. Queen Esther, God took her to the palace. God removed Vashti and brought her for the salvation of Israel. But when Mordecai spoke to her, her man is plotting against these people. You better go and meet the king. She said, please, oh, me too. His bring, they brought me here. Please, I'm not ready to face any embarrassment. And Mordecai said, sit down there in fear. Paraphrasing. Sit down there. When they finish with us, the Jews, they will now say, all of you in this palace, bring your biodata. And they will find out you are a Jew too, and they will kill you. And she said, if I perish, I perish. This is the year some of us are going to say, I'm writing that jam again. It's God speaking to somebody. I'm writing that jam again. This is the year. But I tried the business, I failed. You will do it again this year. Master, we have cast the net up. How did he put it now? Right? We have toiled all night. He said, nevertheless, at that. I was going to get married. The person even did introduction. Later he called and he said he's not doing it again. And now one godly brother is saying, I'm serious. He said, you look like that guy. Stand up and take action. Otherwise you'll sit down and not get married all your life. In the name of Jesus, you will take action this year. Praise the Lord. There are some of us, God is speaking. Fear. Fear. Do you know fear puts people in bondage? More people die. There are many sicknesses today that are as a result of fear and worry. Is that true? What you are afraid of has not happened, but you are almost dying. From today now, people have started running out of Zaria. For instance, you can go if you want to go. Of course, I'm not teaching you to be careless and just roam around. But come on now. People fear everything. You are sleeping in the night. You just light. Maybe it's the cloth you hung that just tilted in a way. Say, I don't like the way this cloth. Why is it tilting and coming back? Who is there? fear. Fear has made people to say yes when they would have said no. And they committed themselves into things you have no business committing yourself. Fear. One of my friend's father, listen, true story. One of my friend's father, they would have been the earliest people to start pure water business in Nigeria. When God gave him that idea, it was in a full gospel businessmen's fellowship. Right? The idea came and he laughed. Thai water, haba. Who will pay for water? Are we idiots? There is stream, there is sun, there's light, there's stove to warm water. And he refused to take action. And certain people took action. Do you think those who took the action are crying now? This year, you must take a handkerchief as you are crying, be moving. Are you getting my point? You must challenge that devil. You have not broken through certain barriers. Nobody has ever crossed to the university in your family. Now you finish secondary school, for instance, and you are about to take that step, and everybody said, just you have tried. You got diploma in software application. Are you not okay? You are ahead. Yet, every time you sleep, you see a PhD. And the devil is telling you cannot move. Tonight, we have come to call that devil a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I will take action. Say, I will take action. That's right. The second thing that stops action is laziness. Everybody say laziness. My goodness, our time is gone. Laziness. Very important. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4, please. Proverbs 10 verse 4. And then later on we'll look at Proverbs 22 verse 13. Media, please don't forget. Proverbs 10 verse 4. There are some of us, the demon that needs to fly out of our life today, not jump out, fly out and never return, is that spirit of laziness. That inertia to move forward. Some of us, sheer laziness. The Bible says, he becometh poor that dealeth with what? You never stay around me and you become lazy. I have zero tolerance for lazy people. A young man of 30 years, by 11:30, 12, is still snoring on the bed. You will beg for bread. For sure. There is no amount of fasting that will change that if you don't change it. There are many lazy people. We like a wolf. Free things. Look, let me tell you. There is a place for diligence. If you must see the rain fall upon you this year. Are we getting blessed? He become a poor that deals with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent does what? There are some of you. You are experts at begging. Day and night, you beg everybody. Right? Please, bros, I beg. You get 5K. Help me. Next time, sister. Sorry, I'm just knowing you. Don't be embarrassed. I need 2K. You degrade yourself because of this devilish attitude of laziness. There are grasses in people's houses to go and weed. There are things to do. But you get up and believe you are a big boy. Big boy with nothing in your pocket. You calm down. Don't try to look successful. Pay the price and be successful. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? You must reject laziness. There are some students. You see how some students live. You think that they are professors. Right? 10 or 11. Exams is in 1 week and you see the person just strolling with his boxers, go and fetch a bucket of water lazily. He cannot even wait at the tap. He will turn somebody else's water, drag himself to the bathroom, come out 30 minutes later. Huh? Dirty boxers, dirty singlet, you can't wash it. Laziness all around. You can't get up and sweep your room. And some of our sisters are like that. Who do you want to marry? Tall, dark, and handsome. He must be a millionaire. You think God doesn't have sense? He said, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows. There are many people. See, look, let me tell you. Sometimes you may see me, you see some of the things we are doing, and you just don't be deceived by this ever water. If you want it, come and carry it. There is more than this. Are you getting my point? First thing tomorrow morning, we are leaving for Katsina. It takes work. It's not just anointing. It takes diligence. Please, you need to talk to yourself and say, this year, the spirit of laziness, I curse you out of my life. Curse you out of my life. An assignment you can do now. You sit down and say, I'll do it on Wednesday. You get zero. Right? Another assignment, you get zero. They solve a question in class. They say, just copy it and get 10 marks. Say, I will do it later on. Look, procrastination, you must attack it this year. Hallelujah. You are working in the office of your boss because you think you come for koinonia. And the person you are working for is here. It's no guarantee to be lazy. I will fire you. I employ you. You are not doing what I employ. In the name of Jesus, I will fire you. And you will come back and you will hear me preach. Absolutely. Absolutely. There is truly no food for a lazy man. Let me tell you the truth. You must get up and be serious about your destiny and work. There are some of us this year, you have no business with relationship. If you are passing and you see any beautiful lady, just say, blood of Jesus, and pass. Because this year is a year to you. Your own reign is coming to give you grace to stand up. Responsible parent will give her daughter to somebody who doesn't know where he's going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Very important. But I believe that as we contend tonight in this miracle service, it's going to be a very fast walk. For me, I think this is it happening to you. If we close right now, I believe that you would have left with something. Many of us here belong to this category, this laziness category, right? Because social media, Facebook, Twitter, has and BBM has massaged our life of laziness. Something you can get up and do. You see a lot of people just to walk from one place to the other. You are taking a bike. Huh? Laziness. It's not like you are in a hurry for anything. You just load your phone and sit down in the afternoon. You are not walking. You are not doing anything. You are a liability to everybody around you. And you are sending Yarrow boys as a student, for instance, to go and buy you Mr. Biggs. 4,000 or 5,000. They bring everything. You lie down with phone that you forced out of your father or mother, and you are making calls in the daytime. Even a worker is not doing that. You ping your life out, and the person you are pinging is in the office making money. You are there struggling. The day you call him, he stops responding to you. Please don't be a liability to anybody this year. Whoever has been ignoring you is because you are becoming a pest. Rise up and begin to be hardworking and you will become friends again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Especially for the brothers. Brothers, say amen. Let me talk to you for 1 minute before we start praying. This year, please, please, something must change. There are some people, sir, 5 years, 6 years, no job. Not because they have never taken their CV anywhere. But my uncle said it now. That uncle said it's wicked. You came to stay in your friend's house. When you stayed in his house, he was a student. He graduated, served, and is working. You are still staying in his house. He has gotten a job. You are still staying in his house. Whoever that friend is, drive that person. After miracle service, tell him in the name of Jesus Christ, I appreciate you. 3 years is enough time for you to sit down. Get Koinonia messages 2012, 13, 14. It will liberate you. Please, out of my house. Sometimes you need to push some people into their breakthrough. Over pampering destroys. Hallelujah. Over pampering destroys. There are times you need to get up and challenge yourself. They send you money in 2 weeks. You already calling again. Laziness. You won't do anything. You hear that there is scholarship free. There are many graduates. Many graduates. You win is out. They won't apply. I think it finished today. They won't do anything. You said God told you you'll be an entrepreneur. Huh? And you are not doing anything. You've never gotten up to go for any seminar to build yourself. You see a seminar, you reject it. You are not watching anything on YouTube. You are not going to sit and learn under people. You are just sitting down, bragging around with nonsense. That's what a lot of young people are doing around. Huh? God blesses you with 50,000 that can start something that can bless you. You use it and buy a suit to prove a point to the people who are busy building their destinies. They are not even seeing the point. You must change this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear and laziness. We are going to pray 3 serious prayer points. The moment we pray these 3 prayer points, tonight we'll start with the sick people. We'll start ministering to the sick people. As soon as we pray the 3 prayer points, please begin to write your prayer requests while we minister. Those outside, can you shout hallelujah? One more time, shout hallelujah. The Lord will visit you in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Rise up on your feet and let's pray. Success is not automatic. There are laws. There are laws. This is our year of the rain. God has spoken to us, shown us the loopholes. Lift your hands and begin to thank God for this word tonight. He that he loves, he chastises. Bless his name. Lift your hands inside and outside. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for this word. It has come to clean me up. It has come to purify me. It has come to challenge me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prayer point number 1. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Please say it like you believe it. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to align my mindset to that of the Word of God. Every thinking pattern, every thought process that is not of God, I challenge you in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, give me the mindset of victory. I'm tired of carrying ideologies. Some of us have ideologies about church. We have ideologies about praying in tongues. Ideologies about the Holy Spirit. Ideologies about prosperity. Ideologies about miracles. Ideologies about responsibility. About marriage that are antagonistic to the ways of God. The first miracle tonight is to pray. I submit my mentality. I submit my thought pattern. Please pray. Pray from your heart. I refuse to be limited. There is still a place for champions in life. There is still a place for the great. But you can never rise above your thought pattern. You can never rise above your ideology. You may have held on to it for years. It's time to probe your ideologies. It's time to probe your ideologies. It's time to re-examine your mindset. Let this mind be in me that was in Christ Jesus. The mindset of victory. I don't see defeat in my life. I don't see defeat with God. I am unlimited. With God, I am unbeatable. With God, I am a champion. Pray. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. For though I fall, yet I will rise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer point number 2. You are going to challenge that spirit of laziness. Are you getting my point? Fear and laziness. Let's combine it together. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I challenge every spirit of fear, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Therefore, I declare that fear is banished from my life. I refuse to fear, and I challenge laziness. From today, I receive the grace to be diligent. No more laziness. It's time to take action. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Time to take action. 2015. Time to take financial steps. 2015. Time to take spiritual steps. 2015. Time to take intellectual steps. Apaba rekete lekete bosho talabaya. Leke broskete leboska. Go ahead and pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of fear. Fear of death. Fear of past failure. Every intimidation. Inside and outside, pray. Pray. I curse the spirit of fear. I curse the spirit of fear. I'm a champion. I can make it. I can break barriers. I can break barriers. I am well able. I am not weak. I am strong in the strength of the Lord. And I cause laziness. I cause laziness. Laziness to study the word. Spiritual laziness. Mental laziness. Physical laziness. Hallelujah. Last prayer point. As we pray this prayer point, my goodness, I already sense the power of God. Mighty way. That's right. As we pray this very prayer point, the healing power of God will begin to move. Hallelujah. I'm going to request those who are sick, those who came specifically for healing, you will find your way. As hold on, let's pray first before you come. I'd like you to come believing that you will part with that sickness forever. Hallelujah. The last prayer point. Say, in the name of Jesus, oh God, reveal to me the strategy for possessing my blessing. Reveal to me the strategy in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, I cry. What is the strategy? What is the strategy? Come on, pray, Koinonia. I cry unto the spirit of wisdom. Show me the strategy for my prosperity. Show me the strategy for my blessing. Show me the strategy for my lifting. Show me the strategy to get the attention of my destiny helpers. Show me the strategy for the church growth. Show me the strategy for the expansion of my business. Show me the strategy for 5 points. Show me strategy for first class. Show me the strategy to pass the jam. Show me the strategy. Show me the strategy to unlock my marital destiny. Show me the strategy to unlock my marital destiny. Pray. Show me the strategy. Oh yes, the strategy is revealed in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer. Make sure you are praying tonight. Show me the strategy
to open me up to the next level of destiny. Show me the strategy. I'm tired of making mistakes. I'm tired of moving in circles. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. I'm tired of marking time. It's time to break forth. Hallelujah. Begin to pray now and say, God, visit me. We're going to do, the Holy Ghost will do a very quick walk. Very quick walk. Hallelujah. Those who are sick, I'd like you to come up and line up here. Very quickly. If you came here for the miracle service for healing, please come and line up. Ushers, help them, coordinate them. Let's have it very quickly. While that is happening, make sure you write your request. There is a mystery of answered prayer in this house. Make sure, please. If you have not written your prayer request, start writing it. I don't care what the situation is. I'd like you to write it and let's drop it before God. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh mighty God. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh mighty God. You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Those of you in front, I know you came here because of the testimonies you have had. I want you to know that your situation will not be different. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to believe in the power of God. There are certain conditions, listen to me, there are conditions in this place that are entirely demonic. Hallelujah. It's going to be a fast one. I don't know if we'll have time to take testimonies or not, but because there, I really need to rush with time and let's do a lot. Please, if we end late today, I apologize in advance. We'll do our best to kill time, but please, wait because God has something to do in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you praise. It's called a miracle service. We thank you for the anointing of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Everybody make sure you participate. Now, if you have loved ones who are sick, you can connect. You can tell them to connect. Praise the Lord. You don't need to come out for them, but you can call them or do whatever and tell them, look, connect to what God is doing. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Worship team, help us. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you all the praise and we trust you to glorify the name of your Son right now. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, please. Who brought this lady? Who came with her, please? If you brought somebody, let's know. Please, we are not faking it here. What's wrong with her legs? Who brought her? My dear, look at me. What's wrong with your leg?
I started feeling something.
You what?
There's a wound in my leg. My leg is swollen.
Your leg is swollen. I'm looking in the spirit and I'm seeing a charm. Look at me. What did you say? You sat in what?
I woke up. So
you woke up and you saw your leg. It's not a wound. This is a charm. In the name of Jesus, I break it. I curse it. Look at me. You've not been able to walk.
I can walk for long.
Okay, look at
I
me.
I keep coming out.
Look
like
at me.
Pause.
It's coming out with pus. I curse it. Look at me. Just look at me. Keep your legs. Just look at me. Don't look at your legs. Look at me. Look at me. Not. Don't look at the legs. In the name of Jesus, walk. Come. Just come. Don't look at me. Look at me. Come. Walk. Come on, give Jesus praise. Look at what is happening. See, she's even surprised. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Can you climb up here? Climb by yourself. It's witchcraft. Don't be afraid. Help her if she needs any help. Okay, come. Move your legs. Just do what I'm doing. Move your legs. Move your legs. I curse that devil in the name of Jesus Christ. I break that power of witchcraft right now. I release that. Come on now, Koinonia, give Jesus praise. God is healing people in this place. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that anyone that has orchestrated anything for you to fall into, in the name of Jesus Christ, this night, I command those powers to be broken in the name of Jesus. My dear, it never returns to you again. And this veil that I see over you in the spirit, I command that veil to go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Give God praise. Help us worship Him. Please, let's hold.
Keep me in the valley.
Heal.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Keep me in the valley.
Happened to him? Tell, you are the one who brought him. No. Talk on his behalf. Let's save time, please. Okay. Time.
Said I had been sick since 1998. Yes.
Is he hearing what I'm saying?
He's hearing.
Okay. Him. Bless you, Daddy. Since 1998. What's the sickness? Liver.
Liver problem.
Liver problem, sir. Sir. What are the symptoms? What happens to him?
Yes, sir. The belly was swelling.
Okay. Mm. I'm going to pray for you right now. Mm. When I pray for you, that swelling will go down now. Now. And you'll be able to walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse that spirit. You are a spirit. Answer to the name of Jesus right now. I command the swollen stomach to go down right now. You see what is happening to you? In the name of Jesus, the heat sensation you're feeling is the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Heal right now. Sir, please come. Because the devil wants to use this and put stroke on you. Would you mind if I ask you to jump? Will you jump? Okay, just try. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just lift it as high as you can. Look at me. Don't look at the legs. Go ahead, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ. Alright, let's try. Just jump a little. Don't be afraid. Go ahead. What? Don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now walk, sir. Come. Just walk as fast as you can. As fast as you can. In the name of Jesus Christ.
My God is awesome.
You are healed completely in the name of Jesus Christ. As I stepped here, I saw this woman tied from head to toe. This is what I'm seeing. Head to toe. And I'm seeing blood all over you. This is what the Lord is ministering to me. What's wrong with her?
Suddenly, she just goes lean like this.
Mommy, there's look no at me. Ache. You will not die. Hold my hands. Just hold my hands. Just hold it. Look at me. Just look at me. Thank you, Jesus. Now I curse this power. Kalabata Kotobaya. Let Mama go now. In the name of Jesus. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. I curse that spirit. Let her go now. I lose you. What couldn't she do? Like Parkinson's disease.
Mama, in the name of Jesus Christ, walk. Come. Climb by yourself. Come. Follow me. Just follow me, Mama. Look at this. Come on now, Koinonia. Give God praise. Can you lift your hands? See, she's laughing. Try to lift your hands, Mama. Can you lift your hands? Is it which of the hands can't she lift? Okay, go ahead. Lift your hands. Bring it down. Lift your hands. Come on, Koinonia. Give God praise. Give God praise. In the name of Jesus, look at me. Lift your legs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. I curse that spirit. Mama is released right now. Koinonia, give God praise. Let's celebrate what God is doing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command that power. Come, I need to pray for you too. Your mother, right? I pray for you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm seeing this thing. If I don't pray for you, it will affect you too. Right now, I curse. Lord, he's a worker in this house. Therefore, I curse that spirit. You are the sister. Lift your hands. If I don't pray for you, you have problem with marriage. You are young now, but we need to pray. This thing is the whole family thing. Out! In the name of Jesus Christ. I release you from this act of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Salvation returns to this family. Go ahead and massage her legs. Hallelujah. Please, we are going to really, really be fast. As soon as we pray for you, just give room. Usher, start collecting the prayer request. If you have somebody's picture as I come, I may not be able to talk again. And so we'll just lay our hands. Believe God. Believe God that the situation will change. In Jesus' name.
My God is
healed. Stops you from moving, but can you stretch it in the name of Jesus? Father, careful. Although there is an iron in your leg, in the name of Jesus, may there be a miracle. I command this shorter leg to grow out now by the Spirit of God. Madam, look at me. Do you want to try walking? I'm not asking you. Came here because you believe God can help you. Is that true? You believe that? Okay, as careful as you can, move your legs. You are related to her? Come. Who are you? Your sister, madam? Alright. Don't cry. Please. Come, madam. Do you feel pain? You feel pain because of the iron. It's difficult now for us to... But after I pray for you, can you talk to the doctors to look at your legs and look at the iron? They'll be coming on Wednesday. Okay, fine. Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree.
that as they come on Wednesday and check this leg, they will remove this iron and she will walk normally. Look at this. Look at what the power of God is doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse that spirit. Let there be a miracle right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let her have a seat. Please quickly, let's save time. Worship team, help us. Let's not have... They will remove the iron, madam, and you will walk normally. In the name of Jesus Christ. I need to pray for you. Yes, I need to pray for you, madam. Because as I'm looking at you, I'm seeing pains. I'm seeing pains. Like abdominal pains. And the Lord is asking me to minister to you. Can I pray for you? Hold my hands. Jesus, do a miracle right now. I curse that pain by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please just line them forward. Let them just come forward in the name of Jesus. I don't need to ask you what the situation is. I really want you to believe that. Praise the Lord. I don't want you to think that maybe if I don't ask you, it means I don't give value to you. No. It's not even me doing the miracle. Right? It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Please rise up, everybody. Rise up, everybody. We're going to curse every wicked power. Please listen. Hallelujah. Look at me. I told us that one of the benefits and the blessings of prayer is the ability to curse limiting powers. It's called a miracle service. And this is January. Hallelujah. We believe in the full gospel and everything Jesus died to give. Listen, every power that has tied anyone's destiny down, it's time for it to go. Are you listening to me? Lift your voice and pray in 1 minute. Go ahead and pray and say, Father, every spirit that is not of God looming around my life and my family, please make sure you are praying. That as the word of God comes now, there will be mighty, mighty deliverance. Lord, let there be deliverances. Break limitations over people's lives. Hallelujah. Listen. The reason why we do deliverance is not working against the fact that Jesus says we are this and that and that. It is on the strength of that. The Bible says, although he has put all things under his feet, he said we do not yet know. I hear a lot of people criticize the ministry of deliverance and all of that. While I know that there are exaggerations here and there, let me tell you something. The people of God must be subjected to the full weight of all that God's power and anointing can do. Are you following me now? There are people who have struggled here. You love God, but doors will just not open. Let me tell you, there are powers sitting on people's destiny. And by the grace of God, I'm going to minister to people right now. I see an angel of the Lord moving, and a lady is going to shout. I don't know why God does these things. Under the anointing. When that happens, it's a sign that the Spirit of God is ready to move and deliver people. Lift your hands. Hear me, brothers and sisters. It takes the power of God to subdue principalities. And there are some of you right now, both for you and your family, there are forces that will not let you go. For this night and right now, my goodness, there is the fire of the Spirit. At the count of three, it's not just a recitation. You're going to shout that name. The name that paid access for your liberty. Bring them out. My goodness, deliverance is already happening inside and outside. There will be mighty angels. There is the sword of the Spirit. Lord, let there be deliverance. Every family, every destiny, tied under any yoke of bondage, I invoke it in the spirit that at the count of three, those devils are under fire. 1, 2, 3. Come out now. I command powers. Be gone now. I cause principalities. I cause spirits. I cause powers. Inside, outside. The angel of the Lord is moving. I command witchcraft. Bring them out. Spirits of ancestry. In the name of Jesus, the powers that have tied down men's destinies, the forces that have refused to let you go, right now, I come with an apostolic anointing, and in the name that is above all names, let fire fall from heaven over your life, over your academics, over your marriage. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. Lift your hands. Was he shouting one more time? Please bring them. Listen, for some of you, what will happen right now is not just for you alone, but for your family. Just keep them down there. Hallelujah. Malakata. And I see this affecting many ladies, because I see marriages being tied. Makoto tobakata. Sheketelekaya. As you shout that name, Jesus, you may not even know that that thing is in your family, but all of a sudden, physical fire will begin to burn. Right now, on the count of three, I challenge those powers. 1, 2, 3. Go, 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 go. I curse that spirit. Delay, delay. I curse that spirit. Inside and outside. I command that devil of delay to go now. I command that power tying your destiny. I command that power tying your breakthrough. I command that power tying your family. The price has been paid by the blood of Jesus. I break every legal access. By the blood of Jesus, I break every legal access. By the blood of Jesus, I break every legal access. By the blood of Jesus, I release marriages. I release miracles. I command breakthrough. Fire is burning. I command breakthrough. I set those altars on fire. I set those covens on fire. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Where are those who have been oppressed academically? Lord, where are they? There are people who would have moved forward. As I speak right now, fire is coming on people. Fire is coming. Release the academics now. Release the academics now. Release the academics now. 2015, the year of the rain. Release the academics now. I command those powers. I challenge them. They must leave now. There is a family the Lord is showing me. You have been under stagnation for 10 years. 10 solid years. But as I prophesy right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command that family to be released now. I command that family to be released now. I command that family to be released now. Hallelujah. In the name that is above all names, I pray and I prophesy. The Lord is showing me men whose hands have been tied. And see, when your hands are tied, it means the capacity for favor and the capacity to move forward is not there. Lift your hands. Some of you will feel physical fire. Physical fire on your hands. There are chains burning. Lord, where are they? Let the sword of favor break them free from every oppression. Right now as I speak, anyone whose hands are tied in the spirit, I command those hands to be loose now. I command those hands to be loose now. The fire is falling, falling, falling inside and outside. Falling. I break the chain. My goodness, there are angels outside. The fire is falling. Chains of delay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 minute, lift up the exact situation you want God to change. Begin to talk to Him. Go ahead before prophecy comes. Please don't keep quiet. No matter how impossible it is, there is an anointing. Inside and outside, make sure you are talking to the Lord. This and that are my requests. Do a miracle. Some of you need a 24-hour miracle. Now, all those here in front, in the name of Jesus, and by the fire of the Holy Spirit, at the count of three, not only will those devils leave, they must release your family members. I speak to every spirit. You know my voice. I represent the embassy of heaven. And in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will leave now. One, two, three. Go, go, go. Go, go. Go, go. Never to return. Never to return. Never to return. Never to return. Go. Go. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands towards this request. Your requests are there. Please, in case you've not dropped yours, locate it quickly to the ushers. It's not a ritual. There is a mystery of answered prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible says how that Hezekiah took the request before God. The threats may be joblessness. It may be impossible situations. As I kneel upon this request and we pray together, just for 1 or 2 minutes, see, I assure you, you will return with a testimony. Except you refuse to come and testify. Stretch your hands and begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like you to receive every prophetic word. Every prophetic word. I don't care whatever it is that you came here with. Remember last week we taught that words activate spiritual laws. Hallelujah. I want you to receive. For some of you, there will be an instant performance in the name of Jesus. I want to start by praying for families. Every family that has been in a state of stagnation, please lift your hands inside and outside. I'm prophesying now. Every family represented in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this year of the rain, I command that between now and next month's miracle service, let there be dramatic breakthroughs. Let there be dramatic breakthroughs. Let there be dramatic breakthroughs. By the agency of the Spirit, we activate every law that needs to be in motion in the name of Jesus. The laws of favor, the laws of destiny help us in the name of Jesus. I pray anyone here who has been under any academic bondage, from secondary school to master's, PhD, right now in this year of the rain, I command speed for you. I declare, move forward now. Move forward now. Make progress now. Move forward now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for anything that has died in your hands. Business, the works of your hands, relationships, in the name that is above all names, let resurrection happen in your life now. Please believe what I'm saying. Believe what I'm saying. God is changing people's situations. This is how God changes situations, by the power of his prophetic word. I say it again. Whatever has died, I speak to that which was dead. Come back to life now. I command every blood condition, whoever is standing here and you are SS, right now we change that genotype to AA. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cause hepatitis be crushed to the root in the name of Jesus. We cause HIV. You leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Everyone here who has been oppressed by spirits, you sleep in the night and they oppress you. Reketeke fotoshupatala makata. Seketelebadia. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost bring deliverance to you now. Ayaya. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit bring deliverance to you now. There are people here, it works for others until it gets to your turn. Then it fails. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that the last time that tragedy happened in your life, the power of God is moving on this world, moving strong on this world. The last time it happened, the mystery behind that tragedy, I curse it in the name of Jesus. I declare that in this January, between now and next month's miracle service, what you could not do in the whole of 2014, may my God empower your hand to do it. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every dying CGPA here. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command it to come alive. There are people here, Students, your true status is first class, but something has tied you down. Your true status is 4 points, but something has tied, whatever that something is, I lift it off your life now. In this year, 2015, go back to your departments and break barriers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every business here. Whatever has stopped it from working, in the name of Jesus, we command it to come alive now. Whoever needs to come into your life between now and next miracle service and open a door for you, I call them forth now. I call them forth now. I declare, whoever is jobless and looking for a job here, or your family members, in the name that is above all names, where they said there are no jobs, we create jobs now. Believe it, we create jobs now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever has been assigned by my Father to favor you and has refused to respond to you, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord compel them to respond. In the name of Jesus. I pray for your spiritual life. Whatever has robbed you of an effective prayer life, every worry, everything that has robbed you, I command fresh impartation of prayer grace. Receive it now. Fresh impartation of prayer fire. Whatever makes you study the Bible and you don't understand, may the spirit of wisdom come upon you right now. And I pray for you, every habit in your life, masturbation, pornography, and any other thing that is not of God, that has robbed you of your Christian integrity. You love God, but you find things pushing you that embarrass you. Right now, I agree with you, be delivered now. I agree with you, be delivered now. Hallelujah. Whoever is being eyed for death in this place, that the devil has vowed that you will not see February miracle service, I'm praying by the mystery of the blood, I open that door of gates of death, and I command in the name of Jesus that your soul is ransomed from the gates of death. In the forthcoming election, you are preserved. In the name of Jesus. Whoever comes to destroy you will die before he gets to you. In the name of Jesus. As you travel on the road, you are preserved. You cannot be a victim of accident. In the name of Jesus. I establish the covenant of peace upon your life. You are protected by the angels of heaven. I declare right now that in 2015, living from hand to mouth, that spirit of begging, living from hand to mouth by the mystery of divine supply, I bail you out of that wicked situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Whatever you wrote here as a request, right now I agree with you that it is turned into a testimony. I say it one more time. Whatever you wrote here as a request, I agree with you. We turn it into a testimony. By the power that turned the rod of Moses into a serpent and back into a rod, I turn what was here as a prayer request by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it become a testimony in your hands. In the name of Jesus, every factor that must be in place for you to stand here and testify, I release it in the name of Jesus. I pray We pray for our lecturers. Every lecturer that has been victimized, and any lecturer that the devil is eyeing to bury this year, in the name of Jesus, by the mystery of the blood, they are preserved. I'm speaking, any position that belongs to any God-fearing lecturer that is being truncated by powers of darkness, we stand as the parliament of heaven in this city and we enforce compliance. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you, if there is one thing that should happen in your life, let it be indescribable favor. Favor, 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 favor. I prophesy from the depths of my heart. If you have never seen favor happen in your life, you will see favor that will make you cry. Financial favor, marital favor, academic favor, spiritual favor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you're here, you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus. You've never made Him Lord of your life. We're out of time. Please keep standing, everybody. Let's honor these people. You are here and you have never given your life to Christ. Remember, we said the basis for your victory is what Jesus Christ has done. Wherever you are, or you have once given your life to Christ, but for some reason you found your life going haywire and you need to make your ways right. Don't say time is gone. Please, wherever you are, inside or outside, you might be a new student. You've been a Christian all your life, or you may be new in this town. I pray right now that you respond to the call of God. Wherever you are, you are returning to Jesus or you are making decisions for the first time, please make your way to the front. Be bold about it. Be bold about it. I know God is talking to somebody. Don't wait for anybody to come. You are the first person. Find your way to the front. God bless you. God bless you. Please make sure you celebrate them as they come. Celebrate them. God bless you. Those outside, no matter how far you are, make your way to the front. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. If you deny me before men, young and old, make your way. You are not too far. Don't let the devil say you are far. Make your way. Run to the front. Run to the front. Forget about your neighbor or who you came with. It's a personal affair tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. Lift your hands as I lead you to pray. Say after me, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me. Tonight, I repent of my sins. I obtain forgiveness and cleansing. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare that I'm a changed person. The power of sin is broken over my life. And I'll never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Now keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you. You brought these ones to your throne. May their decisions be genuine. Preserve them by the power of the Holy Spirit. They will never be the same. I break the power of sin over your life. You have eternal life into your spirit. And I declare that you are of the family of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now I'd like you to follow the ushers. Follow the gentlemen waving their hands. All of you this way. They'll give you a few informations and you'll be back to your seat. God bless you, brother. Join them and they'll lead you into that prayer.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/koinonia-eternity-network-international or follow us on Twitter www.twitter.com/koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.